Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Come on, everybody, time for Jason and Deb, the fourth best morning show in all of Austin. There's all the fans all messing with your radio mix. Oh, no, this ain't Big D and Bubba. It's the Morning X.
Boys and girls, time for Morning X Headlines. We just interpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Rework Now. Deb, not quite yet, but have no fear.
Hajda birthday to you. Hajda birthday to you. Hajda birthday, Mr. President.
Hajda birthday to you, Nicholas Hajda, assistant hosting the program for, I don't know, whatever. What's up, buddy? What's the deal?
Happy Random Ass Thursday, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Also, I would have gone with Happy Hajda Day.
Happy
Hajda Day to you, but, hey, it's your regular ass Thursday, so you sing whatever you want.
See, now this is even worse, all right? Because I asked that we not make a big deal out of my birthday, so now we're just going to make a reversed, unbelievably small deal. Like, it's fine. You can say happy birthday.
Happy football's back, man.
Football tonight.
Cardinals Seahawks, man.
It is a good one. It is a good one.
And trust me, we're going to make a big deal about it later on today, and I am so excited.
Really?
I have never been more excited for a TBT with J&D.
I have never been excited for a TBT with J&D.
That probably will not change.
This one is
for you. But for me, I was... Oh, I hope I didn't bleed over into the other stations yesterday when I was just cackling as I was loading the pictures.
Is it full of fiendish delight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Why? What are you talking about? How could you be fiendish delighting? I don't understand. Mom, did you...
The young dick man filled him with pleasure.
Did you betray me?
A little bit. A little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
How dare she?
A little bit.
You know, when my little brother, he was maybe 15, 16, went through our family albums and tore up every single picture of him that might have had a little bit too much flesh showing. Because, little boys, I think it runs in my family. My nephews, when they were little, as soon as they'd get home from school or, play school, whatever it was, they would get in the house and take pants off. Because, that's what I do too, right?
Yeah.
And my little brother used to do the same thing. So we were very much a pantsless family, apparently, it seems, the O'Keefes. Like, get home, pants off. But there was multiple pictures of my brother's little wee-wee.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
Really?
Completely gone, wiped off the face of the earth, never to be replaced because there's no digital backup because they're from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he tore up every single picture. And that's a real shame because there were some cute little James Bums running around.
I'm pretty sure my brother has the standard naked on a rug picture. I don't think that I did. I think there's...
Wait, you mean like from a photographer?
Well, I assume from my parents. Like, I don't think they brought him into Sears and were like, all right, strip him down.
You said baby on a rug. I was picturing some posed thing with Vaseline on the edges looking all sweet. And, oh, look at our cherub baby.
I think that's just like a thing that you do when you have a kid is you take the
picture of a kid on a rug?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
You got one. It's in there.
Okay. That's
that must be an American thing. You just let them run around and have their penises out and take pictures of that.
I think there is, I got some of those as well. I think there is a video of my stepdad bursting into the bathroom when I'm taking a bath and I'm just screaming, get out, traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't know if he was actually
recording. You were 13 years old?
It was last weekend.
That bastard. Let Nick bathe in peace. All these years he's been ruining Nick's baths.
Maybe I am incorrect, but I don't think that my mom has any pictures of me with my young donger. But if she did, I hope she sent him in, okay? I was very proud of my advanced donger when I was...
Were you black barring baby dong yesterday,
when I was,
Nick?
When I was a youth. Yeah, I thought about it.
You thought about it, so you just left it in, or there's baby penis that's going to be on our website later?
There's baby dick on our website.
Bring it on, man. That's fine, okay?
I didn't post the one of your sister, though. I felt bad about that one.
There's a naked Steph.
There was one where both of them are in the bathtub. You can't see anything on Jason, but he was like, last time he posted Jason's baby pictures, he was like, this is... So I was like, all right, I'll take it down.
Hmm. All right, then.
But like,
isn't that a shame that you can't have pictures of children on the website, you know, or anywhere on your page because of the pervs in the world? Like, what is... No, there's nothing wrong with a child's naked body. Like, that sounds mildly creepy. But it's just... they're just children. It's just creepy adults that sexualize children. Like, we should be able to have children running around, shirtless and it not be a thing. But you can't... You have to worry about pedophiles and people being disgusting or claiming that you're a pedophile for posting that picture. Children are just children, and it's awful that... I'm going to say I'm not involved, I don't think, but society has sexualized them so that we can't even show you a video of a baby being bathed without it being censored.
Well, I feel weird with like my nieces and nephews just posting pictures in general.
I think you should. There are so many people that just don't do it now, or black bar their kids' faces, because there's a whole movement now of children who are against their parents posting anything about them without their permission, including like just little baby pics. And I get that. Parents, you don't have to spread your children all over the internet to get likes. It's not what it's for.
That's how they flex so they feel better than you. That's the way that it works.
Oh, like, look at my child. Look what we did today.
I don't have any money or fun left, but look.
Look how cute this thing is.
They gave me this.
It sucks the life out of me every day.
You mentioned Sears. Surely you can take like a baby in there and do some cute naked pictures at a Sears, right? What's the cutoff when the photographer says...
The age?
Yeah.
That 15-year-old is way too big for this rug.
I don't know, but now it seems like you and your mom to do that today.
It doesn't seem like
mom
it would
and baby
be a,
pictures.
A Borat sketch.
Jason suckling.
In Borat, too, if he would have taken to Sears and just try to take some tasteful nudes of her while she's 17. Okay.
They're for Rudy.
Topping all infographic news. You guys know I'm a sucker for a good infographic.
I see the map over there. What do you got?
It's beginning to look a lot like Thanksgiving, guys. In 1 week from today. Everybody ready? Oh, special treatment update. Remember I tried to slide into the Valentina's DMs get myself a... I understand they sold out in a matter of hours. Buy more turkeys, Valentina's. And so I was trying to get a backdoor Valentina's smoked turkey.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
She has not replied. Somebody who knows how to work Instagram. Can you look at her message, my message to her, and see if she's even looked at it or opened it? Because I don't think she's even opened my stuff.
I don't do Instagram.
They're very busy over there.
Yeah. So that looks like a dead end.
What's the backup?
Well, then I was like, okay, and I don't want to disparage them, but I have previously once upon a time gone Micklethwaite smoked turkey.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as good, but I was like, all right, I guess we'll do it. Sold out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes is doing Cajun style turkeys this year. Popeyes, I don't know if I've ever had one, but I've always been like, do they deep fry it? Probably. I've always known of that. I was like, that sounds pretty good. Let me try that. The Popeyes on airport will not answer their phone. You can only book it on the phone. And I have called them like 20 times and I ain't going to go into a Popeyes. People get stabbed in there, man. All right.
What are you talking about?
You remember somebody was trying to get a chicken sandwich in there and they just got stabbed.
Yeah. You're not after a chicken sandwich, though.
So our current plan is possibly my mom.
Make one yourself?
Well, Bumbleina suggested that last night. And
Ooh, air fry turkey.
I said, that is a bad idea.
Why?
Because nobody...
What?
People can't cook their own turkeys, okay?
Listen. That's what people do, Jason.
That's why...
in the minority that you go get a
turkey. This is why I hate
Most
it.
Most people just do it themselves.
This is why 99% of you, you did it, or one of your family members did it.
Yeah.
And it's bad, okay? This is why I didn't like turkey for 30 years of my life, was because my mom, who I think is good at cooking things...
She can't do it.
Yeah, I would just be like, Thanksgiving. This is the worst holiday ever.
I'm picturing what a Dick family turkey would be like. Just brined in Mountain Dew, sprinkled with corn nuts.
No.
Oh, no, corn nut stuffing. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
But my mom is convinced. She says Costco has an awesome smoked turkey. Costco surprises me sometimes.
No, Costco is very... Listen, my San Antonio guy will tell you this. Well, he tells me this all the time when I'm like poo-pooing something. He's like, name one thing bad that we've ever had from Costco. And I literally can't, except for the provolone cheese that I returned once because it was terrible. But that's the only thing. There's one thing that I've ever had from there that isn't good. I mean... They know good. They do. Yeah. I hate to agree, but
there's nothing wrong with a Kirkland turkey, Jason.
She was there. God damn it. Now it's going to be a Kenny turkey.
Yeah.
My friend Kenny is just the epitome of the
Kirkland.
Costco to me. Mm-hmm. Costland.
He's your Costco hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting a Kenny turkey.
Kenny turkey.
That's a fool's errand. Go to IKEA, get you a Swedish turkey.
Somebody went through a bunch of Google data from last Thanksgiving and found the most embarrassing search in each state that peaked on that day. Yeah.
Who thinks of this? Who thinks of what people were doing that was most embarrassing last year?
Is this Google data so available to everybody? Because I want to be this guy. I want to put out the list of the most, whatever search from Thanksgiving a year ago.
Why?
It's just fun. I like to see what's going on in the world. And then you slap it on a fun infographic. Let's party. Tennessee, can you cook a turkey in the microwave?
Wow, it's a bit late for that, Tennessee.
I mean, probably.
You'd have to cook it like 20% power or something.
Four hours.
You know how much my microwave would feed? Like 1.5 people the size of the turkey.
Enough?
Yeah, I have a teeny tiny microwave.
Didn't you just redo your kitchen? You got a little micro microwave?
Yeah, I put it in the pantry. I don't want it out, I didn't want it built in anywhere. I didn't want it like taking up any space, so I have a big cupboard and it's inside the cupboard and it's perfect. And what do you need a big microwave for? I heat up my coffee.
Cooking a turkey in Tennessee.
Leftovers,
I heat up my coffee, when it gets cold, and then, leftovers or the odd tamale or something.
I would worry that like halfway through this 4-hour microwave cook that like the leg gets stuck against there and it stops rotating, because that will destroy the process, and that would just be a terrible feeling
to
come back.
Don't ever cook a turkey. Don't cook anything in the microwave. Just heat up your leftovers.
Plenty of recipe searches. Alabama, mac and cheese with cream cheese.
Okay.
No.
That sounds like diabetes, man.
It does, doesn't it? Cheese on cheese.
Connecticut, vegan mushroom gravy.
Oh, nice. I'll take some of that. That is very Connecticut. Ooh, I want that recipe, Jason.
Some of them get sad. In Alaska, beautiful Alaska Thanksgiving, divorce lawyer is what people search for. I feel like there's no family. It's just a couple lives in Alaska. Nobody's there for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I can't do it anymore, man.
It's
just the start of a long weekend. Florida, pictures of happy Thanksgiving.
Huh?
I don't know, like, you can't make your own happy Thanksgiving. So
they're
trying
other
to pick
people's.
Up the California racist grandma.
Wow.
Which, California, don't feel bad, because in Louisiana, their top embarrassing search is racist family. Not just grandma.
What are you searching that
whole
for?
Thing
Why are
there?
They searching that to, like, how to deal with racist grandma? Or? What happens with Nick? Have you got your Google machine open?
I just Googled racist grandma. The first thing
There's probably a meme or something that you can post.
This is zora.medium.com. It says, my grandma's racist. She hates exactly half of me. So that's unfortunate.
All right. What else?
The Latina half.
Why are you Googling that? How about Iowa Die Hard 2?
More than one person was Googling Die Hard 2.
I guess so.
Maybe,
man.
It was on there on TBS when they're watching,
Die Hard 2 is still Christmas, right? That's the one where he's...
Is it the airport? There's snow.
I think it's still Christmas
time. I hope that there was an argument at the dinner table of what was happening, like, what was the plot of Die Hard 2? That's the one with Samuel Jackson. No, that's the one with the Mac guy.
Speaking of arguments, Pennsylvania, how to win an argument.
Wow. Be right.
There's a lot of these. Arizona, is Little Caesars open today?
In Arizona?
Georgia.
Aww.
Waffle House open on Thanksgiving. North Dakota, Taco Bell near me. West Virginia, Golden Corral, Thanksgiving hours.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
You're going to the Golden Corral?
And New Hampshire, Applebee's hours.
Aww.
By the way, I can confirm the Applebee's across from the radio station is in fact gone.
It is gone. The whole building is gone.
Like the sun. Well, no, the building is there, but it's like one of those weird. Like now, it's just a shell. You can see the faded part of the building where there used to be a sweet ass Applebee's sign, and now it's just like a whatever building.
Is there still just like a 2 for $20 burnt into the window, like a sticker or something?
Is it going to be something else, or did they close it down because they're going to, you know, all the construction around here, 183. And I-35, every corner, every angle has got some construction.
It's weirdly placed in that it's inconvenient for being at a giant intersection.
Right,
it's
you can only get it
to get to
conveniently from one direction.
But I would imagine, it's going to be some different type of highway food that moves in there.
Oh, delicious.
But now I just wonder, did it COVID close or did I put them out of business with the Odyssey? That would make me sad if I drove an Applebee's out of business. Let's see here. Was there any Texas? Can dogs eat stuffing?
Depends. Okay, I don't hate that, but that's very weird that more than one person is thinking that.
Well, okay, here's the question: do they want to feed their dog and they're pre-checking, or did their dog accidentally eat the stuffing and they have to do it quick?
Why would the dog not be able to eat? I'm not much on stuffing.
I love stuffing. Stuffing is my jam. I'm excited to make stuffing this year. I might make balls. I think I might make balls. Stuffing balls.
Mm-hmm.
Have you never made stuffing balls?
I'll stuff those balls.
Yeah, you make the stuffing however you want it, and then you make a ball out of it, and then you bake that.
Yeah.
And it's crispy on the every portion of it is crispy on the outside. I think that's what I'm doing this
year. Can we round rockify it? Can you make it into a ball, batter it, deep fry it?
Of course you can. You deep fry anything, my friend.
Mm. Okay.
It'll be like a falafel.
Take that stuffing that you have and shape it into the shape of a turkey and then deep fry that and have stuffing turkey.
That's a lot of stuffing.
Yeah.
But listen, so stuffing, I put chestnuts in mine. And a lot of people do some type of nut. I might do pecans this year as well because I'm a pecan girl. I have so many pecans. Okay.
got a nut in your balls is what you're telling me.
I'm going to put a nut in my balls. Maybe two nuts in my balls. And chestnuts, that is, and pecans. But then you've got to check, can your dog eat all those things? Because there are some nuts dogs aren't supposed to eat. Like they're really, really high in fat and can knock them off real quick.
The winner of the Thanksgiving search game, Wisconsin, what does it mean if your poop is green?
Oh.
Wow. Wisconsin, you've just been eating a little greens. Well done.
Cheese curd.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Young the Giant prize package, including tickets to their online concert happening Saturday, coming up in just a second. Julio from SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, dude, you ain't too old yet. Too slow, too weak, too unathletic, but not too old yet.
Jason's idea of old, though, just like happened to him about like 4 years ago. So his concept of what is old is way off than the norm.
39 is football old, okay? That is too old to be at the bottom of a pileup, or the top, or the middle, in the vicinity of a football pileup.
There are people that could do it.
But you've got the fat J33 method. You can be like Tom Brady.
What is that?
Play forever.
Oh, like the TB12?
What's his face? He's 41. Well, Baldy, the quarterback.
Old Baldy?
Yeah. His hairline starts like right here.
Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen,
he's also broken right now.
Yeah, I don't
know. Counter offer.
Sucks.
Capital City Bison, if you want me to come back and play quarterback, sure, I'm in, all right? He wants me to be a defensive lineman. Okay?
Can you throw a ball over that mountain?
Probably, all right? I'm real good at the West Coast
office.
That's
a spiral.
Okay? Little dump-off passes, bam. All right? Me and Bill Walsh, I'll run that.
Dump-off passes?
Yeah. Run that all day.
Little short, quick
exactly.
ones?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the way I'm going to do it.
I posted a bunch of your football highlights on the blog yesterday.
You know, it's funny that you bring up the blog, because I happened to see you yesterday, and I don't know if it was your constant detracting efforts or just your vast lack of attention to detail, but the headline says, Jason wants to be a professional football player. Did you even listen to the segment? All right. They want me. I'm telling them no, okay? Jason wants to be a professional football player? Yeah, right. Get out of here.
I mean, if you could be a quarterback, you'd do it, right?
I'm making that counteroffer to the Capital City Bison. They offered me a defensive line position.
That's... Technically, I inferred it. I said, Jason wants to be a professional what? Anyway, I posted the video of you catching passes into the Round Rock Express.
I'm looking at this catch that he's making.
That's pretty good.
Look at the air he's got there and the distance.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Is this the alleged curse of the dick man? I was just saying earlier this week that say what you will about this disappointing Longhorn football season. They've been real buttoned up and untouched by the COVID.
Oh, that's good.
By coronavirus. Texas, Kansas Saturday, canceled.
Why? Is it us or them?
It's them. I guess I should say postponed, rescheduled for December the 12th. I didn't know that this was acceptable or allowed. I don't care for this. They say Kansas, who has some COVID-19 issues, but it's a combination of injuries and COVID-19.
You can't beg off a game for injuries.
No, that's
sorry.
What I said.
Yeah.
It's
like,
this is a forfeit.
This is a forfeit, Kansas, all right? COVID.
Wow.
There are some people out there who might even argue that you should be forfeiting these games if you can't keep your players healthy and COVID-free. Mm-hmm. It's a pandemic. You couldn't probably get it without it, no fault of your own. So, yeah, we'll give you some leeway there. But, yeah, if you have injuries.
Why do they even admit that? That makes them look bad.
I don't think that's acceptable.
No, you know what? I agree.
Urban Meyer would have insisted that they forfeit this game.
Now, do we want to forfeit? That's the thing. You could argue that this is actually good for Texas. It's being canceled because now the biggest game of the season is the day after Thanksgiving, Iowa State. They will have had 3 full weeks
before
then.
Rest.
Sam Ehlinger hasn't been the healthiest guy around, so hopefully everybody's 100% going into that game. But also, you want the momentum of coming off of a 52-7 beatdown of Kansas as you go into that game. But
are they going to do that?
Yeah, you can't guarantee that.
Well, yeah, they needed a last-minute field goal to get out of the Kansas last year.
I think this is a good thing for them.
Yeah, but I don't know. We will see. Kansas had they said since November 8th, they've done 825 COVID-19 tests, 5 positive.
Wow.
But they can't field the team. Now, there's contact tracing and...
That's what this is.
Apparently injuries as well.
Cheats.
So my Saturday afternoon is free, guys, if you want to hang.
All right. Oh, you know, we're going to do another round of Among Us with the listeners. You're welcome to join in. Jump in any events.
Because of a combination of injuries and coronavirus, I'm unavailable. Sorry. Young the Giants is re-releasing their self-titled debut with some special added tracks. So you want that. And the tickets to their virtual online concert happening this Saturday. 512-835-1015 is the number. You got to beat me. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Call now, 512-835-1015. Good luck on the phone.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. We have another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win later on in the program. Right now, a Young the Giant prize pack, including tickets to their virtual concert happening this Saturday. And go on.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, Isaac?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, man. I'm going the hallway. Good luck, dude.
All right, thanks, bud.
What up, Isaac?
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Hi. I got food in my teeth. Sorry I might be burtating. I got some kale. Made some kale with roasted pepitas, and I got a boiled egg, but I got kale in my teeth. So I apologize if I...
Kale in the teeth. Got kale in the teeth.
Oh, I should get stuck right there. Never mind. All right, I'll power through. Isaac, what do you want topic-wise? We've got Great Britons. I guess that's British people who are great. Mm-hmm. What country is that? And Dolly Parton trivia. Cute.
How about what country is that?
All right. Let's do it. Number one, which country has the most coastline of any Mediterranean country? Ooh, that's a tricky one. Which country has the most coastline out of any?
You know, I'm going to go with Greece.
Yes, sir. You did it.
Nice.
Well done.
Take that, Italy.
Number two, Transylvania is part of which European country? Barely.
That's a tough one. Is it Austria?
No, it's Romania.
So
I said barely.
Slovenia.
All these Eastern European countries saying, oh, we're European. Eastern European. Very different. Anyway, sorry. I'm being a European snob here. Number three. The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the U.S. from which country?
France.
Yes, sir. Well done. All right, hold on, Isaac. Jason, Dick. Jason. Here he comes. Here he comes. Flops on today, eh? You know, it's 60 outside, so that's acceptable attire.
I checked the weather last night, and I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super flop weather.
Very nice out there today. Slept with the heat on in my bedroom last night for the first time.
Mm. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Smell like Christmas?
No, it's already gone now. Oh. I had that one day 2 weeks ago, the first day I put the heat on. It smelled like Christmas in my house. But, yeah, yesterday for my nap, I put the heat on. And it was so glorious. I literally had the bed. It was a 3-hour nap, and I enjoyed every second of it and woke up feeling just, I mean, absolutely fantastic. Oftentimes from my nap, I just lay there and like, oh, I don't want to go. And I lay there for another hour. Like, it's ridiculous. But yesterday it was so good, and so I put the heat on at night, and I was a little nervous because sometimes, you know, it can get too warm in there, like a cold bedroom.
I like a good sweat when I'm sleeping.
Oh no, that's awful. That's, got to roll over and find a dry spot in the bed.
Nasty, yuck!
But
it's easy when your bed is empty.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Anyway, I got up today, this morning, and it was glorious. It wasn't like, oh, you got to find something to put on really quickly. Just walked around naked with my slippers on. Oh, felt like a happy old lady. That's what old people do, right? Just walk around naked with their slippers on.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, Isaac got 2 correct, and he chose...
Well played, Isaac.
Which country is that? Yes. My closet this morning, it was so warm. I selected a dress to wear, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to be... Gonna be a good day. Walked outside, 60 degrees. God, you're old when you just obsess about the weather and things like that.
It's fine.
What country is that, Jason?
Yeah, I know country things.
Which country has the most coastline of any Mediterranean country? Number one.
What's Mediterranean mean?
It's in the Mediterranean.
That's like all over there. That's not, so it can't be us, is what you're saying, right?
I think that is the right direction.
Yeah.
Mediterranean.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
The Mediterranean Sea touches these countries.
Good. I'm going to go with Greece, Bob.
That's it, Bob. You did it.
I was real lucky.
Good guess.
I was going to say, can you name another Mediterranean country?
Oh, yeah. Let's name a couple.
Philippines.
What?
Okay.
Are you freaking serious?
That's all I need. Thank you.
Norway.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're forgetting the biggest one, Jason. Australia.
Wow. Your ignorance is incredible.
I'll tell you about my process. I don't know what Mediterranean is, but in my brain, Greek food and Mediterranean food, they live right next to each other.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hang on, do they have coastlines in Greece? And
we just answered the question. It's got the most coastline.
My friend Toby once went on vacation there, and I remember seeing a picture of him next to some water, and I was like, they must have at least a little bit of it, all right?
Well, no, I don't care about that.
Toby's a pretty skinny guy, but it looked like a big ass
that's fine. You
body
got that.
Of water.
Well, I'm curious as to why you put the Philippines in the Mediterranean.
I'm not too familiar with the area.
That would be in a sea.
So you think like these Asian nations are like right in the Mediterranean?
That's very racist of you to say that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's unacceptable.
When you first said that.
Philippines is next to Greece?
I don't know.
Really?
Look.
It's a different continent, you ignorant mofo.
Everything is next to everything, guys, okay? Mm-hmm. We're so much smaller than we give ourselves credit.
Oh, is it like Cedar Park that got closer?
We're all next to each other. We're all together. Okay?
SMDH.
Pandemic has brought us together.
Hey, I got the question right.
You did. I'm just sorry. I'm hung up on the Philippines. I'll move on to number 2, all right? We'll see where you go on that one.
When you said Mediterranean food was next to Greece food, I was like, does he mean greasy food?
No. That's the problem with Greece food. Lack of grease, okay? It's too lean. Get out of here.
You got to have the Mediterranean diet, Jason. That's why they all live to be 100.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me, what? Number 2, Transylvania is part of which European country? And I went, yeah, right. You just want to be Europe. You're not really Eastern European. You should be called Eastern European.
Are you telling me you were giving clues? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not a clue. It's just my general gripe.
but it's an Eastern European country.
Yep. It doesn't help you, though, because you think Philippines are in the Mediterranean.
East Carolina.
I specialize in the Western Europe's, okay?
Yeah. I need a map in here. We need a world map in here. Seriously. I want one as big as the TV.
Transylvania.
Can we petty cash that? Surely, right? It's for the show. Who does petty cash now? They fired the lady who'd give you petty cash.
Nikki?
All right, I'm going
to
get it.
I think she gives you some petty cucumbers. You just have to flip them for whatever you need.
I'm going to get a map for in here, Jason, and we're just for the moments like this, we can just show you where things are.
Transylvania, Eastern European country.
This is a tough one. I wouldn't have got this one, to your credit.
All right, Iceland.
No, sorry.
Is that in Europe?
Yes, but
is it in Eastern Europe?
It's actually... like nowhere near Europe, but it is Europe. But it's an island. Okay, here's England, right, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then your Western Europe is right here, right? And then
where's Western Italy? Show me that one.
Germany is over here.
Okay.
So then you got England, you got France, Spain, Greece, by the way, Philippines, all the way over here. Yeah. Anyway, so go back to England. And then up here in Northern Europe is like the Norway, the Sweden. Yeah. And then Iceland is an island like all the way over here.
Seems like a place they'd stow away a Transylvania.
No, it's not. It's Romania.
Ah.
Romania.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. This is the one, Jason. I feel like you're going to get this one. This is easy.
Okay.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from which country?
I think I know this one, right?
You should know this one.
I should.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up, man. It's the Italians, Italy.
Oh, my God. It's France.
Ah.
Oh.
Western Italy.
Yes.
Western Italy.
My Lord.
Isaac. I think this might be the origin of Western Italy.
For the record, Isaac, I knew that. I just don't have time for a tiebreaker right now. So I purposefully lost the game. You win, buddy.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.